We've got kind of an extended mass today, so you're going to get a brief message this morning in the homily. Today's the Feast of St. Joseph. He is really, really a big deal. The church says he is so big of a deal that today is not officially a day of the Lenten season. So good job coming to mass. Whatever you're fasting from today is no more as we honor St. Joseph. So do something to celebrate St. Joseph, the patron and protector of the family of God today. What made St. Joseph great? A lot of things. How does his life relate to a high schooler? St. Joseph did not need to be seen. St. Joseph did not have an Instagram account. We can't scroll through his life seeing, hey, selfie of me and Jesus, selfie of me in this life event, hashtag selfie, hashtag look at my life, hashtag look at how holy and amazing I am. St. Joseph did not need to be seen because he knew who saw him, the Blessed Mother and Jesus. And that was enough for him. And so St. Joseph is the epitome of a life lived in humility and confidence in the Lord. St. Joseph's power is great. He's the protector of the family of God, and God entrusted him to look after Mary and to look after Jesus. Joseph does that in freedom, knowing that his life is not about himself. His life is about listening to Mary and listening to Jesus. In that comes great power, and that comes great love. And we ask St. Joseph to pray for us, that we might live in the freedom of not needing to be seen, because we know to whom we belong, Jesus and his mother. We ask St. Joseph to intercede for us and to grow within us a humility and confidence in Jesus and a capacity to devote our lives to listening to Jesus and listening to his mother. St. Joseph, protector of the family of God, pray for us.